Layer 8. Layer 8 is acceptance. Jean Arnott says, our entire life consists ultimately in accepting ourselves as we are. And Carl Jung, one of my favorites, says the most terrifying thing is to accept oneself completely. I read those to you back to back simultaneously on purpose, because it is true in my belief that our entire life consists of accepting ourselves for who we really are. And the most terrifying thing is to truly accept oneself completely. Completely. So we're going to talk about embracing the acceptance in a multitude of ways. Not only accepting your vision for what it is, because it's a representation of you, also accepting your process of the vision, and also accepting your ability to complete and participate in your vision. Now, when I say complete, again, be aware, I'm not talking about external results. I'm not talking about a check mark list of what it is you've done. I'm talking about your ability to fully experience every single one of your desires, knowing that when you do that, every single one of them gives you the opportunity, the courage, the competence, the confidence, the willpower, the internal trust to become more of who it is you are to become. What pieces of you are you not accepting? What do you not accept about yourself? Take a minute or two and write it down. What pieces of you are you not accepting? I want you to write down at least three or four things. What has stopped you from accepting who you are? What has stopped you from accepting who you are? Take a minute. I'm actually going to mute the line. I want you to answer that question right now. What has stopped you from accepting who you are? Now, I want you to look at your list. When I asked you what pieces of you are you not accepting, I want you to look at that list and I want you to review it. Review it, take a look at it right now. And I want you to see how many things on that list are negative. For an example, I don't want to accept that I am a procrastinator, or that I have fat knees, or that I drink too much, or whatever doesn't feel right, whatever piece of you want to get rid of, those pieces that you're not accepting. It's typically what we think about. We think about, well, you know, I just need to accept it. right? People go around, they say, you know, it just is what it is. I just have to accept it. It just is what it is. That is not the kind of acceptance that I'm talking about. I'm talking about embracing all of who you are. So now, I want you to go back to that question, and I'm going to give you about another minute. And now, I want you to write down all the positive aspects of who you are that you have yet to accept. So what pieces of you have you not yet accepted that are positive? Go ahead and take about a minute and write that down. Now, next to that list where you just wrote down what pieces of yourself that you are not yet accepting that are positive, maybe it's your beauty. Maybe it's your power. Maybe it's your ability to change people's lives. Maybe it's your ability to be prosperous. Whatever came up for you organically and authentically. Now, next to that, I want you to write down what has stopped you from accepting those pieces of who you are. So, if you have listed five things, five positive aspects of who you are that you have yet accepted, then next to each one of those, you will list one reason, one thing that has stopped you from accepting that piece of who you are. So, for an example, if you write down beauty, perhaps beauty is an aspect of who you are that you have yet to accept. And right next to it, you think, why? Why have I not accepted my beauty? And maybe you say, wow, because I didn't want to outshine my sister. That would be one of mine. Okay? That used to be a big one for me. A big piece of myself that I had yet to accept. So take some time now, and I want you to write down and get out of your head with this. Please trust your Indy. That's why we're here, right? That's why we're here, and that's why she's here specifically. It doesn't need to make logical sense, okay? Whatever answer comes up is the right answer. So write down what has stopped you from accepting that piece of who you are. Again, take a minute now. Now, I want you to review your list briefly. And I want you to look at what has stopped you from accepting who you are. Take a look at what's there. What has stopped you? And see if you can find a commonality, a common denominator between what is stopping you. So just look at your list on what has stopped you from accepting the positive pieces of you are, of who you are. And see if there's a common denominator there. Just trust your Indy right now. I'm teaching you to trust, to receive insight from her. See what she says. Underneath that, I want you to write down the common denominator in why and what, in what, not in why, in what has stopped me from accepting who I am is what? Again, I'll say that. The common denominator of what has stopped me from accepting who I really am is what? What is it? What has been stopping you from accepting who you really are? What is it? Trust it. You're not looking for the Holy Grail. Okay? You're not looking to make this complicated. I don't know if the Holy Grail is complicated or not. That just is what came out. I have no idea. I want you to trust it. What is it? What is it? I'm going to share with you what feeds the common denominator for every single one of us. What feeds the common denominator for every single one of us is the critical voice. The critical voice is just, it's in us, and yet it's just beyond our reach. It's like we don't know that it's coming until it's already done its little dirty deed and said something inside negative, and then it parts, right? I want you to begin to release this piece. Begin to release this piece. Now, the only way you can release this piece is to allow yourself to fully accept who you are. And you might say, well, Tara, if the critical voice is what's stopping me from accepting who I am, then how do I do that? You need to allow yourself to admit the truth of who you are. You need to admit it. That will give the critical voice and its ability to stop you no power. So you need to not worry about being selfish or being cocky or being overly confident or being egotistical or any of those things that so many of us heard growing up. You need to not be afraid that if you shine your light, some way, somehow, you're going to be dimming someone else's. That if you charge what you're worth, that some way, somehow, you're taking away from someone else. That if you step into your beauty, that some way, somehow, you're not allowing another woman to be beautiful. That if you say yes to your vision in the biggest way that you know how, that you are some way, somehow impeding someone else's ability to step into their vision. Bullshit. It's not true. It's not true. You must allow yourself to admit the truth of who you are. That is the most difficult piece for us as women to accept. The beauty, the grace, the ease, the tenderness, the prosperity, the abundance, the willingness, the intelligence, the confidence, the determination, the effectiveness, the ability to influence. These are all very powerful, very beautiful aspects of who we are. What about the aspect of love? Have you allowed yourself to accept that you are love, that you are more than enough right now in this moment, if nothing else happened ever in your life and this was it? Would you know that you've accepted all of who you are, all the beauty, all the grace, all the love, all the love, all the love of who you are? Admit it. Admit it. That's the key. That's the key. I want you to write down, I admit and I accept that I am blank. Whatever it is, but whatever the positive things are that you listed, I want you to write down, I admit and I accept that I am blank, whatever that may be. So it may sound like, I admit and I accept that I am beautiful. I admit and I accept that I am powerful. I admit and I accept that I have the ability to influence. I admit and I accept that I am love. Write those sentences now.